This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I don't take any zero, to put it mildly. They took a perfect phone call that I had with the president of Ukraine.
All right, so the other day we were talking about impeachment, and now it is a reality. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on these airwaves talking about impeachment. It happened, and in fact, we'll let you hear later in the show, Nancy Pelosi banging the gavel. Banging the gavel twice for Article 1 and Article 2, and she had a very somber message as she was wielding the gavel about impeachment and said it's in sadness that she does this. So the U.S. House votes for the third time in history to impeach a president. The Senate is expected to weigh in whether to remove, of course, the president or not. As he was being impeached, the president blasted the Democrats because this went way into the evening hours. And he, as he was officially becoming the third president to be impeached, he was on stage at a Merry Christmas rally in Michigan. And he just launched into the Democrats, claiming they've branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame. He said, with today's illegal, unconstitutional, and partisan impeachment, the do-nothing Dems are declaring their deep hatred and disdain for the American voter. He likened the impeachment proceedings to a political suicide march and said he would prevail in the end. He said, have you seen my polls? And then after 3 years, he says, of sinister witch hunts, hoaxes, scams, the House Democrats are trying to nullify the ballots of tens of millions of patriotic Americans. Certainly, this is your chance to weigh in, and you can do that by giving us a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And everybody and anybody on the Hill was weighing in on this, Democrats and Republicans. Again, we'll let you hear that later on in the show because very significant. Obviously, this is a huge moment, and it couldn't be more exciting to me, actually, which is what I love about doing this show, than to be on the air live when this unfolded just a few hours ago. So let me give you some more reaction. And this was like the headlines that just screamed all over the place. Of course, every paper doesn't matter what it is. Trump impeached, and then what the vote was. The vote on Article 1, abuse of power, 230 to 197. So what does that mean? The president accused of using the power of the presidency for his own benefit. Vote on Article 2, obstruction of Congress, 229 to 198. And, of course, accused of blocking Congress's investigation into his alleged wrongdoing. So the House voted on both articles, and certainly it leaves an indelible mark on the presidency. He started tweeting at 5-something in the morning, not happy, obviously, about being in that situation where impeachment is tagged on his name. And pretty much lawmakers, as we knew, voted entirely along party lines to impeach him on the charges that he abused his office and, as I said, obstructed justice. So this isn't anything that we didn't expect to happen. I kept saying, and I've said it right from the very beginning as we've been talking about this, it's a numbers game. I mean, this is what it was about. And in the House, the numbers of Democrats were there, and the Republican numbers weren't there. None of the Republicans jumped ship, so to speak. And so it was right along party lines. Tulsi Gabbard, though, voted present on impeachment. So Tulsi Gabbard, of course, running for president, that's what she said. That's what she voted. So when you look at her situation. She was not in favor of impeachment, but she said she did want to see Trump censured. She said, I'm taking this time for myself to be able to review everything that's happened, all the information that's been put forward, and just all the factors that go into really trying to figure out what is the best action to take for our country and for democracy. It's not a simple or easy decision to make. So here she is running against him, and she didn't go in that direction. Just, again, present is what she said. So there were certainly Trump rallies and supporters that were there during this impeachment vote. And in the meantime, as this gets tossed in the direction of the Senate, what does that mean? The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, may delay naming the trial managers. That was one of the things. She said she wouldn't immediately name House managers to act as prosecutors in the Senate trial until, she said, we see what the process is in the Senate. And so far, they haven't seen anything that looks fair. So shortly after the impeachment vote, she said that. She noted that Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell already mentioned he's not going to be an impartial juror and that he will work in coordination with the White House counsel's office. So some outside opponents of the president have suggested that Democrats could temporarily withhold the impeachment articles from the Senate to gain leverage over decisions on trial procedures. How about that? The Speaker of the House is saying that's not the case. We're not sending it tonight because it's difficult to determine who the managers would be. She says it again, until we see the arena in which they'll be participating. It's a serious matter, even though the majority leader in the United States Senate says it's okay for the foreman of the jury to be in cahoots with the lawyers of the accused. And she said that does not sound right to us. So many of you during the day emailed me your thoughts on what was happening. And then a few of you got in after the impeachment vote, because I'll mention it again. It didn't happen until the evening hours, because this was like obviously a whole day affair. And the vote happens. I gave you what the numbers were. Article 1, I'll say it again, abuse of power, 230 to 197. Article 2, obstruction of justice, 229 to 198. So it was split in the direction of parties for the most part, obviously. And what are the big takeaways from the impeachment of a president, the president of the United States? Well, it's all about partisanship. I mean, pretty much you're either in my tribe or I'm in yours, and that's it. It's full-on polarization, and that's Washington, D.C. for you, because it is about that. It is about falling in whatever the direction is and not going in the other direction. If you remember, because people keep trying to compare Bill Clinton, for Bill Clinton, it wasn't that way. Five Democrats crossed over. And Richard Nixon, you had about a half dozen House Judiciary Committee Republicans who voted in favor of impeachment, so different for them. And the Republicans are sticking with the president. You know, sometimes you've seen some in the GOP who have gone in the opposite direction, but they are hanging in on this one. They're defending the president and defending what's happened to him over the past 3 months, well, particularly once the whole impeachment thing came to light. So that's very, very clear. And there's some other storylines, too, as well. And we'll look into that as we motor through here on the show. Stay with us.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, impeachment is the name of the game. This is something we keep talking about, but it finally happened, and how awesome is it that we're on the air. You're not hearing playback. This is live to talk about what happened just a couple of hours ago. It's not awesome, but it's awesome that this show is live, and this is what we talk about in carrying the show that I've been doing for 15 years. So thanks to so many of our great affiliates who do, and so many of the people who, as we're here in the mailbag, have emailed the show about what's just happened. And it pretty much there are people that are split on all of this. Let's go to this one from Tony. And Tony says, "Hey, Kate, I cannot believe that we are seeing what we are seeing happening in my United States of America, because this is, I think, unconstitutional. Why are we doing this to this president?" And, you know, it's funny. I wasn't a big Trump fan, but I've become more of a Trump fan because of the way the Democrats are railroading him. Why do you think they're doing that when the hardcore evidence wasn't there? Well, because, again, this is, the Democrats are saying, we have the evidence on the phone call. We have put the pieces together, and there's so much more. Adam Schiff was saying today after the fact that, you know, wait till you see everything. And in the Senate, you will see it, and you will see everything, you know, that's there. So, here you go. I mean, this is exactly what we talked about, party lines. The Republicans are saying, no, that's ridiculous. That there wasn't anything there, that this was a witch hunt in various ways of saying that. And the Democrats are saying the opposite of that. So the takeaways are that it's two very different points of view. And I haven't seen everything, obviously, and the defenses that were mounted over these past couple of months, on whether or not the president asked the Ukraine to investigate his political rival based on the evidence. So all the conspiracy theories started to flow. All right, here's this one from Chase, who's listening to us in Tucson, Arizona, says, Kate, I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I'm so shocked by all of this, and I feel so awful for Trump. I don't blame him for being in the Twitter sphere today. I know sometimes he's ridiculous with it, but I can't say that this is fair. What's happening? I don't truly believe there was enough evidence, and I think that it is all about one team or the other team, and there were certainly axes to grind. Do I think that something might have been missaid? Yes, they were misinterpreted, surely, but this was the opening that the Democrats wanted, and they just exploded it in the wrong direction, I think, in my opinion. All right, so this is, like I said, we've got kind of a little of this and a little of that on both sides of it, and this is pretty much what you get in the coverage, too, as well, and we know that. So when you're out there looking, and you're out there looking, and that's what you see, you see the Republican point of view that's illustrated in more right-leaning publications, and you see the Democratic point of view, of course, leaning in the other direction. So at Fox, I was listening to some of the Fox shows today, and on the website even, they say, impeach, the Dems have spoken. House impeaches Trump over the Ukraine dealings, and Pelosi floats holding up the Senate trial, and that was the big thing, suggesting she was going to wait. So Sean Hannity said the deep state has been plotting revenge on the president since he was elected, and we know it. You had Lindsey Graham, who was on Hannity's show, saying Pelosi would lose her job if she didn't move toward impeachment. And then, you had a series of, other comments, like Republican Doug Collins saying the Democrats' impeachment wins 3 years in the making. So, and then Tucker Carlson saying neither article of impeachment accuses Trump of breaking a law. So assessing Congress's power to investigate what happened with the president, and then where impeachment started, and impeachment, has it really completely captivated the nation? As I said, everywhere that I've gone, people are talking about impeachment, 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 but it's more in an annoyance kind of way. So has it led to people watching hours and hours of this? I don't believe that that's happened, at all. Here's something from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, and Jake is saying that, Kate, I was watching the president talking about the Democrats at the Michigan rally and saying he doesn't feel like we're being impeached, and I kind of relate to what he's saying. As much as we've been talking about impeachment, hearing about this, all these different committees, and then, of course, out in the open, meaning that we could listen to the testimony, etc. It's been going on for so long. It just, to me, was almost like the foregone conclusion, because as you keep saying, it is about the numbers, and the numbers don't reflect it. So they reflect what the tally was, but don't reflect, I think, the way most people in America feel. And to me, this feels like the Democrats have overshot their hand, and when you look at 2020, he being Donald Trump, has a great chance to repeat. What do you think? I think the Democrats don't realize that the anger of a lot of people who are posting all over the place that and trying to rally people to make sure that they go out and vote, and that this, despite what some of the polls say, even polls on Fox, that he has a great chance of being reelected. The president said the Democrats tried to take credit for this deal, and that's okay, whatever it takes. And whatever it takes to get into the White House, the Democrats, I think, are thinking that this is the road to that. But is it really the road, or is it making more people furious and rallying troops versus the other thing, you know, versus the opposite of that? And now you have the Democrats who are out there who are running for president, and they're playing off this theme too as well. And I think once we go through the whole Senate thing, we're going to hear even more about that. I mean, it is the hot topic, and it is a huge deal. Make no mistake about that. It is a very, very huge deal. All right, everything was about impeachment. This one was from Wendy, and Wendy says, Kate, I think good riddance. I believe the president did obstruct justice. I think that the Democrats were right. But, boy, if you say that in front of the wrong people instead of arguing with you and telling you their point of view, you fear that they might shoot you. It's ridiculous where I work. It's become so politicized that they sent out a memo to everybody telling us not to talk about the impeachment, and I can't tell you where I work, but it's a very, very big company. Oh, that's too bad. They're telling you you can't do it. You can't have a conversation. Well, maybe I get it. I mean, maybe it's, you know, it's off limits, I guess, because of that reason, because people get so hot about it that it turns into, you know, it turns into taking the legs out of whatever's happening during the day, and nobody's paying attention to what they're working on. So let's try to squeeze in another one. This one is from Hal, and Hal says, boy, I really don't know how I feel about this. I'm so sad because I hate the idea that we have a president that's impeached, and sometimes I look at what's being said and I think, well, you know, geez, I don't believe he meant for this to happen, but he is a business person, and maybe he skated around the ethics of it, not even realizing what was being said. And then other times I think, no, the Democrats were targeting him, and maybe I'm just watching and reading and listening too much into what has happened here and where it's going moving forward. Well, we are not done with this yet, and certainly we're not done with the whole impeachment scenario, because it is about the Senate, and it is about where it moves now that the House has voted impeachment on those two articles. Believe it or not, we're moving away from impeachment for a second, and we're going into the man cave, so to speak, with Nail the Score. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs. And a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
For only the third time in U.S. history, the House has voted to impeach a president. The majority of the House of Representatives has voted to impeach President Trump. They accuse the president of betraying the country for his own political benefit and obstructing congressional investigations into his actions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I could not be prouder or more inspired than by the moral courage of the House Democrats. We never asked one of them how they were going to vote. We never whipped this vote. Well, you saw the public statements that some of them made. We saw the result when everyone else did.
Meantime, the Trump administration has confirmed they were in touch with House Republicans before the vote. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score, not Nail the Politician, because, boy, it is all about what happened in Washington, D.C. So Nail the Score game was easy this time around. There are a few games that might be better on the board, like the Bills and the Patriots. How about the Browns and the Ravens? I think the Browns are going to have a tough time with the Ravens, though. The Saints and the Titans, that could be an interesting game. But come on, let's face it. What is it about? It's that late afternoon game. The Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles, bitter rivals, plus they're tied on top of the NFC East. And for the Cowboys, they could ice it, or certainly get closer to it, by knocking off the Eagles, because then they would own that advantage. They would could win the East that way and then just have to win their last game. The Cowboys are actually favored by 2.5 points in this game. It's going to be a chilly 40-something degrees at the link. The over-under 46 points. Dak Prescott didn't throw today in practice. He's got a digit that's giving him some problems. So that could be a factor, or maybe it couldn't be a factor. I wouldn't overthink the Prescott being limited to practice after an MRI, which, by the way, it is also a shoulder thing, too. So, yes, there was the finger thing, but he had a right shoulder injury on Sunday. So, you have that. It's a joint, and he underwent the MRI, and everything, I guess, seems to be okay, but he's a little banged up. So I think the idea is, why, you know, let him stretch in practice and all of that, but don't have him do the other stuff. I mean, he has an injury to his right index finger, and now he, and with a sprained left wrist, and now with this little shoulder tweak, and I think, you know, that's the deal. And just make sure the backup is ready. By the way, the backup, Cooper Rush, has played 5 snaps this season and just attempted 3 passes in 3 seasons. So if he is out, that would be a problematic, I would think, for the Dallas Cowboys. The number to participate, all you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be by calling 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And you can come to this little party. And it's that easy. You don't have to know a lot about football. It's just knowing the, you know, how to pick a score and how to pick a side, basically. It's, you know, pick a side. Is it Dallas or is it Philly? Which is it? This is a big, big game. There have been a couple of times in recent history in my mind and from covering the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia growing up outside of Philly where the rivalry had more on the line than just were bitter rivals. And in this case, it's one of those times because of what's at stake, of getting into the playoffs. And for sure, the Eagles can kiss it goodbye if they don't win it. For the Cowboys, I mean, this is their chance. They're, you know, both at 500, but they, the Cowboys, have already beaten the Eagles. So this is where the Eagles would have to step up and go in the opposite direction. I know you're out there, and you would win some fabulous prizes if, in fact, you do nail the score. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can send me your guests, and your guest at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and let it flow there. But this is Nail the Score. It's something, it's a feature that we do, and I'm trying to keep it so that it's on track, and this is the normal day we do it. Otherwise, of course, we'd be letting you in on some of the sounds from the impeachment vote in the House that went into the deep hours on Wednesday. We'll do that coming up in our next segment. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas right now. Hello, Pete.
Oh, my word, what a day.
What a day is right, isn't it? I mean, it is a sad day, actually.
But that's the way it is. So Prescott, get him with the needle, send his butt out there, and let's play some football. 27-24 Dallas.
Oh, I like that guess. I think it's going to be close, too. So, Pete, we'll see if the Cowboys can do it, and this would be a big moment for Dak Prescott. I think you're absolutely 100% right about that, especially because he's been leveled with a bunch of criticism lately. So, for him, this is a very, very big game and a big moment. And we've seen great things from Dak Prescott, by the way. And this last game against Philadelphia, the Cowboys blew them out, you know, weeks and weeks ago, in October, actually. And that was out at Jerry World, AT&T Stadium. So this is different. This is at the Link in Philadelphia. But this has a huge impact on the playoffs and, you know, who wins the NFC East. We move from Texas to Maine. Brr. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hi, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's cold here.
I bet.
High teens. We had a little bit of snow yesterday, but not what they predicted. Anyway, I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Probably going to be cold, so I'm going to go 24-17.
2417 Dallas. So far we got a couple of people, thanks Sharon, stay warm. A couple of people saying, our regulars, saying that they think the Cowboys win it. I got a couple of emails already. I got this one from Keith, who is saying Eagles all the way. He's listening to us in Connecticut, and he likes the Eagles to win it 34-27. Wow, that's a high-scoring game. Could be. I mean, who knows? Defense, though, is the name of the game for the Cowboys when they're on with Sean Lee, especially. I'm going to say that I think the Eagles win it. It's hard for me to be objective in this, but the line is only 2.5 points. I do think it's going to be a really close game. But the last two games for the Eagles in some ways have been more impressive than what's happened with the Dallas Cowboys, because they're pulling these games out at the last minute. So they have that weird momentum. They're riding this weird momentum, and they're riding it to wins. And the momentum is an overtime win over the Giants. And then last week, winning in the waning moments of the game, I mean, less than a minute to go. And I think that Carson Wentz, while I've seen some sloppy drives, and there's nothing to cheer about in many cases with either one of these teams, by the way, with the disappointments, but I'm going to say that there's a little bit of edge because of the fans. Of course, if they start to make mistakes and they get behind early, it'll be tough. I think the final score is 28-24. And then they would be, then the Eagles would be one up on the Cowboys, but then they both have to finish out. So the season dwindling and the amount of time that is left, not much time, because you'd have one more game. So for the Cowboys, it would be the Washington Redskins and the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, this for them, if they win this game over the Cowboys, for the Eagles, they finish out, gosh, after those two tight games, like I said, they finish out with the Giants in New York. And they've had injuries to deal with, and that's part of it. That's part of their problem. Any team could say that, of course. But it has it's really hurt them this season, for sure. And the NFC East champ, I mean, that's, you know, who's it going to be? Is it going to be the Eagles or the Cowboys? And this is a big one at the link because of that. Because, hey, even though both teams have had sucky games and have not played the way they were predicted to play, everything is at stake. I mean, would the Cowboys become the first 8-8 team to win the NFC East, or is it the opposite direction? Can Carson Wentz really keep that momentum happening to upset Dallas? Of course, that's a possibility. But it just makes it more exciting to watch it with so much riding on this. And, of course, because of the rivalry, people going absolutely berserk in both cities. I mean, absolutely berserk. Got a couple more emails. You can email me still, because we allow it till the top of the hour. And go to katedelaneyradio.com. Is it Philly or is it Dallas? What do you think the final score is going to be? Which team? And what is that score? So this one is from Hal, and he says, I like Dallas all the way. Kate, hard to go against Dak Prescott, even if he's injured, because this is a big moment for him and a big moment for Jason Garrett and the rest of the team. I think Dallas wins it, and the final score is 29-23. Wow, everybody's dancing around those numbers, because Pete first put his flag in the ground where he said 27-24 Dallas, and then Sharon was 24-17, and was Keith picked the Eagles to put up 34 points. I don't know that I see those 34 points against that defense, but heck, I said, what, 28 points. Good luck to anybody who gets in time to nail the score. Remember, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to love.
The yeas are 229, the nays are 198, present is 1, Article 2 is adopted. On this vote, the yeas are 230, the nays are 197, present is 1, Article 1 is adopted.
All right, so it becomes official. Impeachment rolls forward in the House. Not a shocker. We've talked about this before. It's like a script in Hollywood where you know what the ending's going to be. The numbers were there for the Democrats. But now it's a different story as it will get kicked to the Senate. And it's about the framework again. And there's some arguments over that because you have Nancy Pelosi saying she might delay naming the trial managers because it's about the setup. And that's not happening immediately. She said she needs to see the process in the Senate, and then Mitch McConnell is trying to work all that out. So there's conversations back and forth, a little cat scratching going on, but that's not unusual for what we see happening in Washington, you know, D.C. I just checked as to the popularity of the politicians, and it doesn't matter whether you wear an R or a D, people are very mistrusting of politicians. In our virtual green room, the other is with us, Mr. Kate Delaney, and he was frantically running around as he was playing the role of producer earlier. So I have to say, Super Kyle, thanks for your help, because I was almost panicked, because I wondered, we had some great sound from Washington, D.C., but the producer, I think, went to Brahms in between.
The show was rescued from Mr. Kate Delaney. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. Say thank you to Kyle.
I did it. I just didn't push the right button.
See, everybody thinks it's easy, and it's like the guys on the other side. This is a little radio shtick for you, or a little peek behind the curtain. The guys at the mothership are tremendous. They are, because they're running around scrambling and handling a network. It's not just one show, and I'm in one market, and here we are in Dallas, like I was in Dallas or in New York City, and people are running out to get donuts in between. Instead, it's like, whoa, we had a whole network going on here. And they actually, it's not a surprise, because I've been with GCN a while now. I don't even know how long it's been. How long have I been on the network? Like 10 years.
46 years now.
105 years. And I have not aged. It's the collagen. I must be taking collagen shots or something, right? You just don't want me to get
You started in elementary school, right?
You just don't want me to get cat eyes, I don't think, right?
Yeah, no plastic surgery without my permission, please.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no plastic surgery. If you ever meet me, anybody listening to this show, unless the other really wants it done, and I don't think even then, there is no plastic surgery happening. And I'm for whatever makes anyone comfortable, by the way, because I'm not criticizing people that do that.
Some people don't trust politicians. Well, I don't trust plastic surgeons, because I've seen too many cat women out there.
You know, it's true, right? Wouldn't you think they would advise them and say, listen, I just got to tell you, you've had too many surgeries, and I don't want my name out there with, your face is fine. I don't want to do another surgery. See, here's the thing with plastic surgeons, and I know a few. They are like artists, and some of them are incredible, but they can't guarantee what's going to happen. They can't guarantee when they start to move your face around that it's going to look exactly like you think it is.
The Siberian tiger is my favorite animal, but on a human body, it does not look good.
It doesn't look good. All right, so when I was a kid, and this is not dating myself, I loved The Far Side, and, you know, that The Far Side is coming back. It's going to do an online, they're going to do an online thing, and there's, you know, some other new comics. So Gary Larson retired from drawing The Far Side, that ran from 1980 to 95, and he, you know, that was it. He said he was done, and then he said he didn't see any connection between technology and the cartoons, but now he's decided, no, he's going to show these never-before-seen sketches from inside his sketchbooks, and he's going to explain why all these years later his offbeat characters and comics have a home online. So there is going to be Far Side Online. I think that's brilliant. What do you think?
Yeah, it was always one of my favorite cartoons. I loved the catalog. I mean, the calendars and all that stuff.
Yeah, there's no catalog, but there is calendars. They made me laugh out loud. I thought they were very, very funny. I mean, The Far Side was so popular. When he retired from daily syndication in the mid-90s, The Far Side was in about 2,000 newspapers, 40 million books, and 77 million calendars were sold. 77 million. If I sold the Kate Delaney calendar and I sold 77 million, I could buy the network, and then all the guys could come here and everybody could just live at the satellite facility in Dallas. Do you think they would move from Minneapolis?
I would have never let you off that hamster wheel. I would have been snapping the whip, making you run faster.
That's phrase. Look, this comic is killing it. You need to work every second of your life and create more. You just have to keep doing it. Come on, the pressure's on. You've got to think of it. And you know what? Here's the thing. When you're a cartoonist, and I've interviewed a few, it's not just drawing. It's your imagination gone wild, especially because you're reverse engineering something popular in culture, or it could even be like Gary Trudeau was political. It could be even a slightly bit political, like how the word impeachment is now just, it's what you hear everywhere you go. I don't know. To me, I think that's a really tough job. What do you think?
I concur, Doctor.
You concur that it's a tough job?
I should have concurred.
All right. You know, because this is the holidays, I, of course, had to do something last minute, and I had to go to the post office today, and I was not necessarily dreading it. I was just packing my patients, and I was pleasantly surprised when I went to the post office. There weren't a ton of people. There were a handful of people. I just think it was my timing. It's kind of like when you get on expressways somewhere, and it's right in that lull during the rush hour, and you just get lucky. You get that little window. I got that little window, and it was great because I had to mail a stocking, and no big deal. But of course, I'm mailing it on the 18th, and it'll safely arrive, no problem, thanks to the U.S. Post Office. Because if you mail something UPS now, I don't know what it costs, but it's a fortune. You've mailed packages for me before. They cost a lot sometimes.
You do cost us a fortune. I can attest to that.
I do. In shipping?
Oh, yeah. In many ways.
What do you think of Cats going to the big screen? I saw Cats when I was a kid. My mom, my stepdad, my brother, and my stepdad, who was balding, Harry, on the top. He was bald. One of the cats came off the stage and ran their tail over his bald spot, and I was a kid, and I thought it was the most hilarious thing. I mean, I just laughed hysterically. And now Cats, which has been this iconic show on Broadway and all over the place, is going to be a movie. I don't know. It just seems odd as a movie to me.
It looks a little creepy, people looking like cats. Once again, like kind of segueing back into our previous conversation.
It is segueing back into that, isn't it? There's something about cats. I love cats, though. You had cats growing up, didn't you? You had cats and dogs.
My mother rescued cats and dogs.
We had, because my brother was allergic, and some people could relate to this out there, I think people do mostly fall into, just like we have Republicans and Democrats, and then the confused, and then the I don't want to label. We have cat and dog people. I do. I think, even though sometimes you have both, I think people either heavily fall into cat or dog people. I grew up a cat person, but now I'm a dog person. What do you say? What are you?
I grew up a dog person, but I like cats.
Oh, of course. We always have the opposite, right?
I mean, I like dogs more, but I'm just saying I like cats, too.
All right, so apologize once more to Kyle.
Apologies, Kyle.
Music means we got to get out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.